The juice represents the blood, and the wafer represents his body. And we thank God for his blood, and we thank God for his body. This morning, I want to talk about a little bit about his body. And maybe next first Sunday, I'll speak about the blood. But I want to speak about his body. There are many things that the Word of God says about his body. And when God let us know these things, it will bless us if we would read them or get to know these things that God has presented in his word, because he presents those things that we can know. That we can know. That we can know. Let me look over here. Before I get into my lesson, because everything, Lord, can I go where God is telling me to go? Is that all right? I guess because I said that no, and then it just speak that. Let's look at 1 John 5. I just want to look at that. That's not our message for the day, but I want to. When I said that we ought to know, I just want to back it up, to show you that God is saying the same thing. In 1 John chapter 5, 13, I'm going to go to 11, it says, "And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life." You see that? That's verse 11. "And this life is in his" who? "Son." Wait a minute. If God is going to give you life and he said it is housed in his Son, it's obvious if you do not have the Son, you do not have life. Because the life that God is given is deposited in his Son. And so you have to have the Son in order to have this life. That's why nobody can go to heaven if they don't have Jesus Christ in their life. You see that? So if you want to put that in your notes, you can. "He who has the Son has life." So I don't have to look for life if I have Jesus. If I have received Jesus as my personal Savior, I'm not still looking for eternal life. I'm not waiting for somebody to come, and a prophet or some so-called spiritual person to give me this life. Because if I have Jesus, I already have this eternal life, because I understand that this eternal life is housed in Jesus Christ. You cannot have Jesus and not have eternal life. Are you with me, somebody? And I just wanted to illustrate that so we can see that. That's why you can have anything else, anybody else, any religion, or anything else that you want to have. But my Bible tells me if you don't have Jesus, you do not have eternal life. The wrath of God is still waiting. It's still upon us. So don't be afraid when these other groups come knocking on your door trying to give you something called good news. How can you give me anything better than what I already have when I got that life? How you know you got it? I got Jesus. I got Jesus. My Bible tells me that this life is in Jesus. See, so this is not little words here. They're powerful words, but the Lord sent me over here, so I gotta go here a little bit. Is all right? And this was not, I wanted to come down what I was speaking, but I get there. Y'all bear with me? Okay. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have what? Life. So don't go around telling people they were good people, but they don't have Jesus and they got life. And if they die, they're with God, they're in heaven. Now I'm going to tell you why not to do that, because then we are calling God a liar. And why ain't nobody else sitting up and having? Is that all right to call him a liar? No, I'm serious. I'm reading this. Is it that we don't want to say nothing because I think it's another way. That ain't in here, is it? Oh, you just sleepy. Okay. All right, okay, all right. I want to know now, because I'm responsible for this group a little bit anyway. These things I have written to you who believe. So now my antennas go up because I do believe, and this is written to me. I'm the recipient of this writing. So if you guys are you do believe and you are the recipient of this writing, you ought to listen. Because God is saying it's for those who do believe. Anybody in the house believe? Is there anybody in this house to believe? Well, what I just read is for you. Now, you can get it, go everywhere else you want to go, but this is for you. Are you with me? Okay, I guess you say, Pastor, go ahead on the finish. Okay. It is written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Now you want to highlight this because this is nothing to play with. God says, therefore, because God have given us eternal life, he made us new creatures. Then he tell us to act accordingly of who I've made you to be, holy people. You follow what I'm saying? And then he says, if you have this eternal life, I'm writing to you that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. You see, things gonna come our way in this life. Am I right about it? Satan will throw the kitchen sink at you. Things gonna happen. Circumstances gonna take place. It's gonna happen in this life because we're in a cursed world. We're in a world that's heading to destruction. It's gonna be a new heaven and a new earth. All right? So in the meantime, because of sin, things gonna happen that we don't want happen, but they're gonna happen because of the prince of the power of the air, the authorities of this world system. Are you with me? But God is saying, even though you are not of the world, but you are still in the world, so I need to write to you some assurance that you ain't lost nothing. You got this life. No matter what come against you, you are squared away. He said, now this is for those who believe. Now somebody ought to say amen or something. I don't get this. If you're talking to believers and God is speaking to you, there's no excitement about what God is saying. I don't get it. But you know what it is sometimes? The things I just talked about, circumstances, situation, got us tied in knots. That even when God speaks, I can't hear him. God is telling us, in spite of, if you got me, you got this life. Don't let no imp from hell tell you you ain't saved. And watch this. He goes on to say, I'm writing this. I'm informing you that you will continue. See, some of us want to stop believing or stop serving the Lord or half step with the Lord. But God said, let me let you know what you got. When you got me, you got that life unending, and I'm telling you that you will mount up, gird up your loins, and continue, Wanda, to sing in the choir the songs of Zion. Not gonna stop circumstances. But God has let you know you are covered. Not going to stop loneliness, but God wants want you to know that I'm your contentment. You see, since Christ is eternal life, and if I got him, I got eternal life. How can he leave me? If he leave me, he'd take away my eternal life, and he just told me I got it. And he said, I'm writing you that you won't think you got it, but that you may know. See, we need to begin to experience that in which we have of God. I know circumstances, Satan, the world, the devil, and the flesh, all that want to cloud out who you really are. But it's time you take back, take a stand. You see, why is it he always got to win? Tired of the enemy always winning. When I got Holy Ghost power, I'm sealed with the Holy Ghost. Can be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm sealed to the day of redemption. Can't be lost if I want to. Who can break the seal? Who's strong enough can break the seal? God's stamp, his signet, is on me and on you. Should be a boldness for that. Unless your God is smaller than David's giant, Goliath. Huh? Wow. I'm telling you. You know, sometimes I smile at myself. You know, and talking with God and praying with God, and he'll send me here. I think I got something. He'll move me over here. And then in my devotions, I have a lot of my devotions in the bathroom. And I really have a good time with him sometimes, because, you know, if you're talking to somebody who knows everything about you, you can't fool them. You can't trick them. That's how God is when you're talking to him. And I guess a part of me, I guess I talk about being older than what I am, and I don't know whether I'm trying to use that with God for an excuse. You know, and yet a part of me know that God is listening, but he's saying that you're going to be through, son, when I get through with you. Don't try to hoodwink me. Huh? Don't. And sometimes you just smile. And I said, Lord, that ain't what I'm talking about. He said, yeah, you're not. Huh? But I tell you, I'm just being honest with you guys. Man, God put everybody, every ministry, every office in place for a reason. You may not fully understand it, but you need to appreciate it, because God was really meticulous with his whole plan of salvation, sanctification, justification, and endurance. He was very meticulous. Everything is in place to fulfill the purpose and plan of God. And when you get that, you'll accept everything he had put in place for his plan, his purpose, because he did it very meticulous. Now we'll get to the body of Christ. He sent me over there. I didn't know I wouldn't get stuck, but praise the Lord is the word, isn't it? We're talking about the body of Christ, but I want to look at four things. The body of Christ, it was a holy body. It was a body offered in sacrifice. It was a body that was buried, and it was a glorious body that ascended into heaven. So all of this is very important. Let's look at the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 53. And verse 9, let's see what the prophet was going to foretell about Christ's Messiah coming into the world. He says in verse 9, it says, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. You see, his body was a holy body because he was holy. You know, God knew that there was nobody on this earth that could do for us what was needed. Not only that, there was nobody on earth could qualify to do for God what he needed. Now you say, what is that about, Pastor? Well, we needed deliverance and salvation. God needed someone to satisfy his righteousness. You see, if God's righteousness couldn't be satisfied, then he couldn't be justified in saving us. So there was no body, there was no Lamb of God that could do that. Even the Old Testament lambs that were slain, they were a type of Christ. But in a sense, those lambs that were slain before the due date of Christ coming to earth to be the Lamb of God, to be the sacrifice on the cross, it was just like a credit card saying that we got credit because he's coming, we believe, so we're going to take these types of lamb and shed their blood. But when Christ come, he's going to pay for all of the Old Testament folk, lambs and things they used to shed blood, because they were just a type, types and shadows in the Old Testament. But when the real deal come, when the real body come, there's no more need for types. He's going to pay it all. Jesus paid it all. You see, even in the Old Testament sacrifice, when they were obeying God with their sacrifices, none of those Old Testament saints can really say, it was my lamb I slayed that I brought to the altar. Huh? They were only a type of the lamb to come. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that comes to take away the sins of the world. So Isaiah prophesies that because his death on the cross was a disgraceful death, we plan to bury him with the disgraceful, with the thieves. But God said, oh no, Joseph of Arimathea that came and asked for his body, he was buried in a rich man's tomb. Are you with me, somebody? You see, a lot of times you can want what you want, but God got his own plan. Huh? I tell you, it's a beautiful thing when you see it. But let's look again. Let's see. We see what Isaiah say. But let's look at Luke. Turn with me to Luke 1:35. Let's take a look at that. You have that, Busty? Okay, Luke 1:35 says, and the angel answered and said to her, this was with the birth with Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. The Holy Spirit made this body. Do you see it? This body was not of Joseph. The Holy Spirit came upon Mary to make this body, because this body could not be a earthly body, because there was no earthly body with mom and dad getting together, because once that took place, it would be a sinful body. I'm talking about the body now. You see, the bread, the body, Steve, Dave, and the juice represents his blood. I'm talking a little bit about that body. See, we're going to partake of that. Are you with me? But I just want you to know what it entails. That's all I'm trying to do. That's all I'm trying to do. So we'll know that ain't no little thing when we come and grab the juice and grab that. We need to know the operation. Now, and I'm going to tell you, we need to know it because God wrote it. He wrote this that we may know. If we won't read, we won't listen. Yeah, how you going to know? And here's a question. Why do I, who claim the name of Christ, why do I don't want to know? That's the biggest question. Why is it I want the salvation, but I want to know nothing about it? If I say I got the salvation, got the eternal life, but I know nothing about it, how do I know I got it? God said there's a continuation, an ongoing thing. See, many leave from us because they were never of us. I'm talking about the body. See, no. Joseph, you and Mary can't get together. You can't touch her. She's not running on you. But God is going to make a body. The Holy Ghost going to make this body. And he's going to be called the Son of God. The Son of God. Say that with me. Now say it like you love him. Say it slow. Amen. Like you've done something for you. I can hear you over there, Sister Janet. You say it like you know him, that he's done something for you. Now, I'm trying to get you to shout right now. Okay. All right. So we see that God, the body was important because there was not a body to be found on earth to satisfy God or satisfy our need. So he had to make him a body that was never made before. You see, Christ has always been with the Father. You see that in John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Logos, the Word was God. That's the Godhead, even in creation, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But there was no human body. You see, Jesus, the human part here, name our Savior, here we see the construction of his body. We see how that body was made. And turn with me to, so we see this holy body. Now because what I said, this is a holy body, and by showing you the scriptures, I'm showing you how and why it's a holy body separated from all other bodies. And the 2 Corinthians 5:21. You want to put that up for me, Steve? Okay. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Now, this is very important. This is very important. You see how this tie up with the other scripture? The other scripture in Luke show how that body with no sin, Brother Alvin, was made by the Holy Ghost, okay? Now, he's about to do something with that body that was made because he made it with no sin. He couldn't use Joseph because the seed is of a man. But in Genesis, the promise, the prophecy, says it's going to be the seed of a woman. Come on, somebody. Huh? I just want to talk about, we grab the body and the Jews. Don't Don't want to know or just keep grabbing at the body of it. Come on, somebody. I want to know. God said, I said it that you may know. God do not want us to be ignorant. Okay? All right. For he made him who knew no sin, holy, to be sin. Whew. For us. Holy body, holy person of the Godhead, knew no sin, separated from sin, the epitome of holiness. But now he gonna allow himself to be the sin bearer. No sin, but knew no sin to be sin for us. Wait a minute. Separated from sin with all his holiness, but with such a love for us sinners, he gonna take that which is the ultimate of holiness. Now he's going to stain it with sin. See, we're so used to sin, it don't mean nothing. You sit right here, don't mean a thing. I'm going to sin before I get here, I'm going to sin when I leave. I'm going to sin while I'm here. So what the man up there talking about? No, I'm serious. I'm tired, y'all. I've been 30 years at this stuff. I am. God, hey with me, Lord. But I am. But I gotta remember you are God's people, not mine. I gotta remember that. Yes, sir. Okay, let me get back now. Y'all leave me alone. Somebody else say, leave Pastor alone. I want to know this, because God said these things are written that I may know. And I'm not going to leave here ignorant when I could be taught. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. For us. He did it for us. Somebody say over here, he did it for me, y'all. Somebody say over here, he did it for who? All right now. All right. He got my attention, because you're talking about something he done for me. All right now. Watch it. Why did he do it for me? That we, all right, look here, might become the righteousness of God in him. See, you and I would not have our positional righteousness without him. There is no positional righteousness for Lottie or Dottie or Mr. Tinkling symbol or evangelist whoever or prophet whoever. It's all wrapped up in the body of the Lamb of God. There it is right there. So just like we frown and we say, whoa, holy God, I got a little bit of it, Pastor. And he became sin. No sin, holy body. Now I'm going to be, that sin going to be all over him. It reminded me of Gethsemane when he asked about that. And is there another way? God said, there is no other way. I got to make you sin. I got to let that sin just be all over you. Why are you doing it? You're doing it for me. But watch this, because he says, look, I know you see the nastiness of this sin, but look at the product it's making. Huh? See, you throw them dirty clothes in the washing machine. And you guys got them fancy ones, you put it on whatever cycle or whatever, permanent press, whatever, cotton or whatever you got, and you use this special washing powder. They got all tight to get your money. Some of the same stuff, but they just put a few words on there, you go get it anyway. Yes, happy you ain't using the washboard no more. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Don't nobody know nothing about that. Gene know a little something, but ain't talking to nobody. Don't nobody know nothing about that. Huh? That oxen soap, lye soap. Oh, I'm dating myself now. Oh, let me stop. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like don't nobody know. them washtubs, foot tubs. Which one was the biggest, the foot tub or the washtub? Huh? I just had to do that to let you know I wasn't by myself in here. Ah, that we might become the righteousness of God. Watch this. Yeah, he got, in a sense, for my little illustration or analysis, he got dirty, Tracy, for me, that I could be clean. He got stained with sin for me, that I could be clean and righteous. In my position, I can't get any righteous than I am. I have the imputed righteousness to my account of Jesus Christ. But you know what we're dealing with? Not the position, but the practice. Our personal sin. See, he's saying, I did this so you could be this. There be a light. Walk in the newness of life. You're in the world, but you ain't of it. And it breaks my heart after being stained. Something I hated. Something that the blood vessels in the Garden of Gethsemane, in the agony I was in, telling those that are close to me, pray with me. This is a time in my life I've never faced. I'm about to face. I'm going to pray to my daddy. If there's any other way, I cannot, will not have to face it. Remove this cup from me. He answered me, I'm not going to. If I remove it, how can they get clean? There is no spiritual detergent that I can use, or Clorox. Spiritual Clorox I can use to get it whiter than snow. I got to use the pure God, Holy Ghost made, overshadowed Mary, to bring you in existence as the Lamb of God. And we don't care. Don't care. I got to preach it, though. We grab the wafer. We grab the juice. I'll go. But hopefully when we know a little something about the body, know a little something about the blood, we'll be more reverent with the fear of God. Ah, that was, did you put 2 Corinthians 5:21? Did we go there? Because I got to move, huh? I get excited. Did we do that? Okay. All right, now let's go. Not only was that body holy, but it was a body offered in sacrifice. Hebrews 10. And let's go, Steve, you can put 5 through 10 for me. Can you? Hebrews 10. Do you have it? I can go. I can go in. Steve, you. Okay, all right. Because I had you with 10:10, I know, but I want to come on down. All right. Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body. See what I was talking about? But a body. Father, you desire a body. you have prepared for me. Go right ahead. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Go ahead on. Then I said, behold, I have come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God. Previously, saying, sacrifice and offerings, burnt offerings and offerings for sin, you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first that he may establish the second. I want to go right here. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus. See, I'm still dealing with that body. So it means something, the body. See, I'm sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Once for all. I mean, he's not going to do it again. See. So when I talked about he got dirty that we could get clean. Isn't that nice? Huh? Let's move on. Not only was the body holy, not only was the body offered in sacrifice. My. It was a body that was a bird. You know, he really died on that cross. John 19:40. You put that up for me. John 19:40. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in the strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. They buried him in Joseph's tomb, meaning that he was dead. But I'm glad the story didn't end there, did it? He got out of that grave. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. But guess what? He didn't get out of gas. He came out a body. So I said, it was a holy body. It was a body offered in sacrifice. It was a body that was buried because he died for me, but he also rose for me. And it was a glorious body that ascended into heaven. Acts 1:9-11. Get that from me, Brother Barnes, in Philippians 3:20-21. I want to Acts 1:9-11. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. My. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, let's say it again, this same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner on a cloud. as you saw him go into heaven. My, 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 my. See, you got to see, this was after his resurrection, and he showed himself to some folk. Now he's ascending back up, but he showed himself in a body. Huh? A glorified body, sister, that could walk through doors, but at the same time could eat. A glorified body that was real body that he could tell old Thomas, why don't you touch? I know you don't believe me, let you see, I heard you. Take your hand and put it in my side. This is me, Thomas. Touch me. Y'all got some fish? Give me one of them fish over there. I know you don't understand. I'm not a ghost. I'm not a spirit. You don't have to be afraid of me. I know you don't understand a glorified body can do all these things and yet still be body. I'm just trying to teach you today. Because you know what? You'll go right through life, maybe never getting into this, but just always getting your breakthrough sermon. And know nothing about Jesus. Nothing about the God that you serve. And get upset if you don't get a breakthrough sermon. This is a breakthrough because you know what you got now. You got the real deal. You know something about it. And you know it won't no quick, fast, and a hurry thing. That's why he had the tights and saddles, because it won't gonna be quick, fast, in a hurry. It was gonna be in due time, in the fullness of time. Y'all ain't with me in here today. Oh, wow. That's why I'm taking the time to go through to show you his process. Yeah, all this will happen. We can get to the end, but isn't it good to know the process? I can stand stronger when I know what I'm talking about. I know the process. I can praise him better when I know the process. It wasn't a quick, fast, and hurry thing to save me. Some thought went in this before the foundation of the world. The body I got to give you. You can't go down there as the Logos. You can't go and do what I need to do as the angel of the Lord. Christophany. Theophany. You can't go like that, do what I want you to do. You got to go as the last. I got to prepare you a body. Holy Ghost, overshadow Mary. Because what I'm about to do for mankind, I got to have a body. Can't nobody bring this body in. There's just no man and woman can't bring this one in. I don't care how good you are. You're stained with sin. Born in iniquity. I'm about to work a miracle. I'm going to get dirty that they can get clean. I'm going to go dim that they can go be the light. Let your light shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Say no one to shine. Take the bush off. Throw it off. Get the bush off you. He lit you up with the Holy Ghost. You are sanctified. Whether you want to admit it or not, that is who you are. And a thing you can do about it. If you got Jesus, you got eternal life. It comes with the package, baby. You can't have one without the other. I'm talking about what we sip on, what we grab, the body. Woo! Anybody praying for me in the house? I need all the prayer I can give. God knows what he's doing. I'm the one who don't know what I'm doing. Okay, you give me Philippians 3, 20-21, so I can come on. You're to come on off now. It was a holy body. It was a body offered in sacrifice. It was a body that was buried. It was a glorious body that ascended into heaven, making intercession for me. And I'm going to see him in that glorified body. Because guess what? I'm going to get one too. The dead in Christ going to rise first in their glorified body. And if you come back before I finish preaching, we're going to be changed in our glorified body. See, my life is hid in Christ, and when he shall appear, I want to talk about the body. We say to wait for represent the body, don't you? What is the body, Dave? You know something now. Don't tell nobody you don't know about the body. I feel good. This is his time. I don't know about you. I didn't come in for nobody else's time. I came. This is God's time. Now, when we leave out, you go where you want to go, do what you want to do, but don't rob him this hour. Let him get every bit of it. Now, I'm going to tell you, you can feel satisfied when you left out. Say, no, I get, when I was in there, now, we talked that outside, not in here. Every bit of this time is going to be his. This sanctified time by sanctified people, set aside, set apart for his glory. He got dirty that I could shine. He went dim that I could shine. Let your light shine. How can I let it shine? He said, I'll put it in you. When you got saved, I put the Holy Ghost in you. It's there. You just got to let it go. Yield the right away. God said, when I'm with you, I'm more than anything against you. Just keep reading Romans 8. Keep reading Romans 8. Death can't do nothing with you. Can't nobody condemn you. I know we don't like to say it. See, I was already condemned. I was already dirty. When he got dirty, then make me clean. See, I'm not taking no yang yang. Everybody else can go for the yang. Yeah, girl, that sound right. How does that sound right? That's unscripture. Like Adam said, that's error. Now, what did God say? Huh. Ooh. Oh, I got to come off, though. Did I get you? See if you didn't put it up for me. The last one. Philippians 3:20-21. Is that? It won't all the way up. This first time you put up right. She'll talk to me. Because you're a holy lady. I asked some of these in here. I don't know what y'all tell me in church. Why are y'all laughing? But why are y'all Let me. You know what? I got to get me some armor barrel. Because what they would do with Tyler, y'all leave my pastor alone. As a matter of fact, would get me two seats. All right now, y'all behave yourself. For our citizenship, look at there, woo! For our, not just me, whole lot of folk he'd say, our citizenship is in where? Now let somebody know my home is heaven. According to the word of God, this thing was written that I may know. See, God wrote this so you know your spiritual address. Huh? See, here it is too. Watch this. When the angel come to get me to carry me home, that's my address right here. Right here, that's my address. Huh? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. How do I know? Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? Anybody in the house know what I'm talking about? It didn't just say me, it say our. The plurality, more than one. Why you act like that ain't you? Said, I got something more important. You don't have nothing more important. I tell you. I told you I'm getting tired now. Them young bucks strong. Woo, 5 more years, I'll be 70. 70. You know what? Folk will push you, boy. They'll step back into joy and they push you with it. They don't want to see you go. They push you. Hang in there, Pastor. So I can come and lay back and let me have something. Woo! You better encourage yourself in the Lord. You could be. You better encourage yourself. Okay, let me finish. I tell you what. I'm coming on down. Put this on the board for us. Just Psalms 100. And I'm making my way down. And so we are. Because of all we've seen, and I had a whole lot more, and I just condensed it. About the body, but I want to give you these things. And watch this. This is why, what we found out about the body, we ought to make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you land. Now I'm not just shouting for nothing. I know something about him. See, Maggie used to say that thing. I know too much about him for you to make me doubt him, huh? I know too much about him not to shout. Huh? Serve the Lord with gladness. Huh? You ought to be, when you usher, you do it with gladness. And it go for me too. As a preacher, you need to preach it with gladness. All right? Come before his presence with singing. Huh? I know some of us can't hold a tune in a bucket, but come anyway. Make a joyful noise. No! Watch this. I like this. Don't guess, don't think. Know that the Lord, he is God. Not you, not your mama, not your brother, not your daddy, not your sister, but he, see that? He is God. It is he who has made us. I know we get a little grown and sassy, but you ain't make yourself. I don't care who you are. See, these things written that we may know. May know. Well, you say, say what you want, Pastor. I hope you stop all that. I made myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, you made yourself. Mm-hmm. Go out there and can't breathe. You made yourself all right. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Some of us so full of ourselves, we think we done everything we got, we did. You ain't done nothing. I haven't done anything. Everything God has supplied for me, my children, my life, this church, this building, the Bible that's in the concrete under the slab, God provided all that. We had no money, no reputation, and nobody to help you but God. Now I know what I'm talking about. I got some witnesses in here too. They came over with us from, what is it, Winchester? All right then. You know I'm not lying. And not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He said, my sheep heard my voice. They know my voice. They won't follow nobody else. Huh? I gave them that eternal life. And I take my sheep and put them in my daddy's hand and in my hand, and nobody can pluck them out. Don't you bring that, I can lose my salvation. When did you get so sassy you ain't made yourself? You ain't even made the hand that pulled me out. The hand you going to use to pull me out, you didn't make it. I saw that day God made it. Why are you going to make a hand to disobey him? And how do I have security? See, you put your money in the bank for security, in the credit union. And you want one of them cards that when you're using somebody is tapping in on you and using your mask, you get your money back, right? That's security. You think that's better than being in the hands of God? From everlasting to everlasting. Come on, somebody. Enter into his gates, huh? With what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with what? Every now and then you ought to just say hallelujah. I know we cute and handsome and all of that and a bag of I know we are. But every now and then, you need to humble yourself and say, thank you. Even if I thank you for my cuteness. In
enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful. I ain't thankful to you, Pastor. Then say to me, be thankful to him and bless his name. That's all we're doing when we give him praises. I just want to bless. He blessed me so much. Every now and then, I just want to bless him. I just want to say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. If anybody ought to praise you, I should be first in line. If it had not been for God on my side, where would my children be? Where would I be? God spared me that I could have children. Coming up on the rough side of the mountain. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Your children, children. This means the little ones can praise him. The old ones can praise him. Everything that got breath just ought to praise him.